just our Jakey just mentioned to me in terms of the Parsha Shavua that Parsha Vayera. So we have in the beginning there that you know Avraham Avinu, you know, when he was trying to take care of the of his Orchim, so he commissioned that there be pas, you know, baked on their behalf. And yet when it comes time to actually serving them, you know, the pas is nowhere to be seen. So Rashi there says that because Sarah was Pirsa Nida at that time, and therefore the bread was Tmeya. So the question is, Jake, you go ahead.
Why does it matter if the bread is Tmeya?
You know, since when does the bread have to be Tahar? So what's the answer?
According to one of the commentators in Rashi, it's because Aaron ate Kolo Taras Kodesh, or because Malachim were eating Kolo Taras Kodesh.
So. What?
Oh,
does the Gemara say explicitly?
That Avraham
made Kol Natar Zakar. I think that the Mizrahi says that the Malachim were makpid to eat Kol Natar Zakar. I guess when they ate.
I don't hate that.
What?
For Malachim, everything's kachi.
Ooh.
Because they're Malachim.
Because they're
Malachim, everything's
I hear. Could be. Okay. Anyway, so just to note that, you know, these Gemaras are very halacha l'maisa. They have, you know, they were all the way from the beginning of time, like the first, you know, the first meal that was served, essentially, to guests was an issue of Chol Taras HaKodesh. So what could be more halacha l'maisa than that? Okay. Anyways, I think that's an interesting point. On the issue of, in general, whether or not there's a requirement of eating chulin b'tahara, so we were discussing that question, machlokas rishonim, different views, so I just want to say two other things. Number one, regarding Tosis, again, I'm not sure, I looked at it again, the you're right that the Tana de Be'elio and the Yalkut Shimoni that quotes it as well, I think they're also a little bit ambiguous. Again, if you look at Tosis itself, it's not so clear whether Tosis's point of Yisam Kedoshim, his Kaddishtam Yisam Kedoshim, as I said last time, is a din, it's a kind of a Maisa focused halacha that you should eat a Dabar, you should eat Dvarim Kedoshim and not Dvarim Tmeim, or whether the main Mechayev is not to become Tameh. I think, where's Ari? Is he here? He mentioned to me the connection to the in the end of the piece, in the end of the Medrash, Medrash says that if you eat without Netilas Yadayim, that it's Keboel Eishes Ish. That's pretty strong language. I don't know exactly how to interpret that. I mean, usually I try these things, but that one is that one's a little hard for me to understand. But what is interesting about the Tana de Be'elio Yalkut Shimoni is that they're really focusing on the issue of Rechitas Yadayim, not so much on Achilas Davar Tameh. They're focusing on making the Ochel Tameh, not on eating the Ochel that is Tameh. Again, in the beginning of the piece, they speak about being Ochel Betumah, but that's an important extension. In the Sefer Mitzvah Reb Sajigon, Reb Rucham Fishel Perl's long discussion of this, which I alluded to the other time, so he goes back and forth. Again, he likes very much the Makoros that seem to indicate, because he thinks that's the Shita of Reb Sajigon, that, you know, the Reb Sajigon holds that v'nitmeisem bam, that it's asur to become Tameh by eating Ochlim Tmeim. That's what Rashi had as the Havamina, where Rashi said, why isn't that so? On Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. So the Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlo thinks that is the Pshad in Reb Sajigon's Minyan HaMitzvos. And so a lot of the evidence that he tries to marshal back and forth in the beginning almost indiscriminately is what are you going to do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amud Beis that B'Div L'Sam Lo Sigo applies only to the Gimel Regalim, right? So it's clear that even Kohanim don't have this this halakha. Actually, in the Yalkut Shimoni and the Tana de Be'elio, there are two interesting things. One is this focus on the Tilas Yadayim or Chitas Yadayim. The other one is don't think that Tahara, I mean, the focus is don't think Tahara is only for Kohanim. It's not. It's a din in Kedushas Yisrael as well. Anyways, he goes back and forth on this point. And at one point, he says, well, of course, there might be a huge difference between the question of not becoming Tameh through Negiah and not becoming Tameh through Achila. So this is, of course, that's one of the issues that makes the Tana de Be'eliyahu and Yalkut Shimoni so interesting, is that they seem to be merging those two points, just like Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo originally did. Namely, if the Isur is to become Tamei, per se, then, you know, B'nivla Samlo Sigo should be part of the topic. But I think it's possible that that really is just a din in Achilas Dvarim Tmeim. Maybe Achilas Dvarim Tmeim Hametamim also, that seems clear in Tosfos too, but nonetheless, that there would be a difference between Negia. Now again, if the problem is just being Goreim Tumaliatzmo, Goreim that he's becoming Tame, then it really shouldn't matter whether it's Al Yedei Achila or it's Al Yedei Negia. But if we're talking about a Maisa Vera of some sort, of becoming Tame through Achila, then of course there is a huge difference between them. And even if it requires that you actually become Tame, let's get to the next point. One of the things that we suggested may depend on this question is the other discussion in Sefer Mitzvot Rav Sadia Gaon and in the Mikdash David and others, and that is there a concept of kezayis, or is it kedei shir tumas gviya? That's what is the proper shir. Moreover, is there a concept of chatzi shir? That's Richo Vishal Perlo, because he's focused very much on becoming tamei. So he says the shir is always tumas gviya, and there's no chatzi shir because if you eat less, then there's no problem, there's no issue. Whereas Tosfos Yeshanim, they all quote this Tosfos Yeshanim, increases stuff in Gimel Amud Aleph, seems to think that you know, it's a din in achila, and there would be a concept of chatzi shir, and so on. So again, that seems to be the argument, whether it's becoming tamei or eating ochlim tmeim, even if you wouldn't become tamei. But what I would just like to add is that even if the Iser includes the requirement to become Tameh, for example, again, it won't apply when you're already Tameh, I think we can explain easily, no matter which position you take. But even if you were to say the Shear is the Shear of becoming Tameh, I still think that it's possible that that one can be Mechalek between that and the Giyah. It's still a Maisavera of sorts, or a maisa which makes you tamei, a certain kind of maisa, achila, rather than negia. And I think this would just help a lot in terms of separating out the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah to Zion and Beis from some of the other evidence. In any case, issues that should be looked at. The other point, I just omitted one makar and an important application of it, and that is on the question of becoming tamei. That, of course, is the question of the Yerushalmi that I mentioned again before Yom Kippur. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, quotes. One second. Says that you know, it's good to become, it's good to be Ochel B'Tahara at least for 7 days during the year. Gimel. It's good to be focusing on being tahar at least for 7 days of the year. So the language here, if I can find it. Just 1 second. Yeah. Okay. The Rabbeinu Yonah actually brings this, interestingly enough. Just fits in nicely for us. In Perek Gimel Avos, Mishnah Yud Gimel, on the Darim Siag Leprishus, he quotes the same Yerushalmi. I'm just trying to find it here. I just want to make a ha'ara about it very quickly. Oh, here it is. U'kada'amalera Pinchas, this is a quote of the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Im lo yacholta lemechal chulin betara kulashata. Right, echol l'shiva yomi. That's what Rav Pinchas says in the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Im lo yachol l'meichal chulin b'tahara kulashata echol l'shiva yomi. Again, this makar, like some of the other, like the hara that I just made a second ago, doesn't say if you can remain tahar all year round. It talks specifically about eating chulin b'tahara, which I think is different, perhaps. Okay. Now this statement in the Yerushalmi was interpreted by the Chachmei Ashkenaz, as we noted, the Or Zeruah, the Rav Yeh, and others, as a reference to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And that's where they say, oh, Bizman Hazeh, we can't do this, we can't even do this, and therefore the best way to do it is to find some other Chumra, and that's where the whole discussion about Bishol Akum or Chadash, for those people who weren't mocked in the Chadash in Chutz Laretz, that, you know, that at least that during the week of Aseres Yemei Tshuva they should be, and so on. That's how the Or Zeruah, the Rav Yeh, Rabbeinu Baruch, Miregensburg, and then it got, you know, quoted by the Rush and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. This is the history of this Yerushalmi. So if you never looked at the Yerushalmi, and you were just so influenced by the way that it unfolded and developed in Halacha, you would think that this Yerushalmi was written about Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And you would think that it's a din in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And it very well could be that that's how the Chachmei Ashkenaz understood it. That's certainly how they applied it. I mean, some of them explained even, yeah, and why only 7 days? After all, Aseres Yemei Tshuva is 10 days. You don't have to worry about that because, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are already covered by, you know, Rabbi Yitzchak. They're regalim, even though they're not regalim, but we discussed that already. Is it a din in regel, or is it a din also? Is it really a din in moed? And what about Yom Kippur? Is that a special din? That's why we talked about it before Yom Kippur. But the point is, if you look at some of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the way they say it, the clear impression you get is that even though we have the statement in the Yerushalmi, they just don't know what to make of it. They're you know, concluding that it's inconceivable that it's a reference per se about being Tahar. So it's got to be, you know, the Kabbalah is that it's referring to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and that's all it is, in which case it's not relevant for us at the moment, except that it proves only that, you know, this is a special din on regalim and an expanded idea of regalim. However, I think that there are two comments to make. Number one, I'm not sure that's really what the Chachmei Ashkenaz themselves had in mind. Even the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And it could be that they read the Yerushalmi the way I'm going to suggest that it be written, that be read, rather, and that is that the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and maybe there is no Kabbalah necessarily either. What Yerushalmi says is, if you can be Tahar and be Ochel Chulin B'Tahara all year round, great. And if you can't sustain that, at least do it for 1 week. And maybe some of the Chachmei Ashkenaz say, oh, what week should you do? Why don't we institutionalize this, right? The best week, you know, in terms of likelihood that you'll pull it off well, or that it'll be meaningful, and that it'll contribute to the significance of that week itself, what could be better than Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so that those two things should converge. And I would add, just based on what I was saying before Yom Kippur, and especially as a lead into Yom Kippur, the day of Tahara, Kiba Yom Azeh Yichaper Alechem L'Tahara Eschem Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaharu Mikveh Yisrael, and all of that. That's already quite a different perspective than saying that we have a kind of a Mesorah, or by process of elimination, we figured out that the idea in the Yerushalmi is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. In other words, it isn't a din. It's like I was saying in the Rambam Menuchas Tumas Ochlin. It isn't a din in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's not a din Shvisas Asar or Hilchos Tshuva. It's a halacha in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, and that's really what he said. He said, if you can do it all year, do it all year, and if you can't, at least find a week. So I would just take it from there, and don't say you don't hold like the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So another way to read the Yerushalmi would be, in light of the spirit of the way I'm reading the Chachmei Ashkenaz too, maybe, is this. In other words, it's wonderful, it's a real significant value to be Tahar, or to eat B'Tahara all year round. And we understand it's almost, you know, impossible to do that. So if you want to pick a representation of that idea, so a week is like a good unit of time. If you can't do it all year, take a week. And that week, right, will represent your commitment, your passion for Tahara. It'll show that you're committed to that ideal, even though for other reasons, you know, it's not the wisest policy, you know, to hold that all year round. And I think Rabbeinu Yonah held that way. Rabbeinu Yonah here doesn't say anything about Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and instead he sees this as a function. He certainly doesn't see it as a function of Yom Narayim or Aseres Yemei Tshuva. He has this in the context of Nedarim Siag L'Prishas, And this is his idea that this is all part of preachers. Okay, Nasa Netzel, Lemish, Eni Yacha, Limshal, Berucha, Benimshal, Kakatava, Lindar, Neder, Liyamim, etc. He's trying to explain why Nedarim are a good thing. And remember that Rabbeinu Yonah, this is the same Rabbeinu Yonah that I was referring to last week, and he's operating with the Rambam's idea of the golden, the Derech HaMelech, the Derech HaMimutza, the golden mean, right? And he's explaining how that fits in to Nedarim. And then he says, Nimtza ma'anigasatzma lichva shesiyotzro, ubezet to'elis b'yado ha'prishus, kud amalir ha'pinchas, im lo yachalta lemechal chulim b'tahara kulishata, echol shiva yomi. Sha'ochal chulim b'tahara, nikra parush, kud amina bigde amaretz midras l'prushim. Aval ein roi lahagdir satzma b'nedarim, etc. So where Ben Yonah quotes this, this is part of a general strategy of being a parush. It has nothing to do with, he doesn't mention the connection, it could be he just didn't even hold it, of Yom Noraim. Or if, you know, if he did, he would understand, well, yeah, that's a good convergence, pick that week. But it's really a din in precious, and, you know, so you should, for 1 week a year, you should be a parush. Like the Chinuch and the Rambam describe in the end of Tumas Ocha. So that's a very important idea. Okay. And when that also extends to not becoming Tamei at all, or only to Chulim B'Tahara, again, like I was distinguishing before, I think that remains an open question. Okay, let's get down back to Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh. Okay, so again, we had, let's have somebody read this very quickly again. Jerry, you want to read it? Just read over that part about Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh. I think that's what we were up to.
Okay,
just give me 1 second.
Sweat. Oh, that
hurts. Being tagged.
I know why I usually
don't carry these things with me. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm a really happy guy. I go shopping.
Okay. And then the rest we pretty much, so we're getting back to this, let's get back to this point for the moment. So Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh. So how do you understand the Gemara, basically, Jerry? So what's the...
It sounds like we're saying that even though there was a Havamina that Tami couldn't shech them, so we say really he can.
Right. And what would be the reason that he can't shech them?
That's the Machlok that we showed him also. It could be that the Havamina that it was Asur to do it, or...
So who says that? That's what we discussed. Rashi. So Rashi says that it's Asur. It seems like it's a violation of that there's a din of Shmira that you should, right? You're not allowed to be Metame. Rashi says the Kibla Lechol B'Taras HaKodesh. You're allowed to Lahag Latzam B'Taras HaKodesh. You're Yochol Shlamim Yevakri. Therefore, it's Kodesh Tami V'Chayv Lehi Badel Midrabanan Mikol Tumas Apostles B'Han. So if you Lahachi Lechatchila U'Besaken Aruka Kedem Mefarish. Correct? So Rashi says that the problem is if it's Kikodesh Dami, so one might, and therefore you're not allowed to be Matame, so one would have thought that you can't take the risk which might lead to Tumah. And who argues, as we said?
Ramban.
So what's Ramban's argument?
I think Ramban is saying that you might have thought that there was that you had to do some sort of extra Shmira and
so why should you have to do extra what is he disagrees with Rashi, right? I mean, there's no Issa Latame, so why would you need the extra Shmira?
Sounds like there might be some sort of, even if there's no Issa, you're supposed to try to keep it Tahor anyway, there's some sort of
It's very unclear. This is, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you just read the Ramban, it sounds like he is, it sounds like he's almost contradicting himself. I mean, it starts off very assertively that there is no Isur. Pirsh Rashi, v'ena mechuvar she'ena akpada b'Isur t'masan, eloma shelechatchila moser osan lahen v'hein tahorin. Meaning, so what is Kulin Shenas al Taras HaKadosh according to Ramban? If it's not the Isur L'tame, so what is it? If it isn't the Isur L'tame, it's Kulin Shenas al Taras HaKadosh Kekodesh, according to that mandama, as opposed to Kekulin. So what does it mean? According to Rashi, we know what it means. It means you're not allowed to be Metame the Skeftza, or you are allowed to be Metame. But according to the Ramban, either way you're allowed to be Metame, even Kulin Shenas al Taras HaKadosh Kekodesh, you're allowed to be Metame. But, so what is it? I mean, the truth is, Ramban has two problems. Rashi's a problem too. But, you know, in the Sugya, who reads better, Rashi or the Ramban?
Rashi is certainly more correct.
Yeah, because the Sugya seems to be saying that there's some reason why we would think that a Tameh cannot be Shochet to a Chulin Shenasval Taras HaKodesh. So, obviously, if there's an Isur LaTameh Chulin Shenasval Taras HaKodesh, we can understand why. There, you know, you may not be permitted to take this kind of a risk. But if there's no Isur, so then where's the risk and what's the problem? What's the Gemara just talking about? So in terms of reading the Gemara reads like Rashi. The problem with Rashi is, if you look at all the other sugyas of Chulin Shenas al Taras, or most of the other sugyas of Chulin Shenas al Taras al Kodesh, Yoel, what impression do you get? I mean, is it clear in any other Gemara that there is such a thing, that there's an Isur L'Tameh? When do we normally encounter Chulin Shenas al Taras HaKodesh in other Gemaras?
By Truma?
By Chulin Shenas al Taras HaKodesh, Truma, al Taras Truma, and Taras HaKodesh. And the other times when you encounter that idea, it's always in terms of what? In terms of Isur L'Tameh? Zivcha? Meaning, is it? Meaning, the what do you mean by Tumatara? The level of Tahara, the hierarchy of Tumavatara. In other words, with the rule of Tumavatara is that you go till, you know, you have an Av, or you have a Viavos in the case of Mace, and then you have Avatuma, and then you have a Rishon Latuma, and then you have a Sheni Latuma. Right? And after that, that's where it ends. And we know Truma has Shlishi, and Kadshim has Revi, and maybe Ash, you know, then maybe Chatas has Chamishi, whatever the case, there's a whole hierarchy in Tuma Vatara. So the point is that Chulin only goes till Shein. So most of the sugyas that deal with the question of Chulin Shenas al Taras HaKodesh, Kekodesh, or not, deal with the question whether or not the status of Shlishi and Revi can apply or not. Almost all the Gemaras that talk about it, or Shnayas and Gemaras that talk about it. So the Ramban is basically saying, Heichan Matzinu, Davar Kazeh, that there's an Isur Latame, Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh. The real issue is there Chalos, Tuma, on the level of Kadshim and of Taharos? Right? If you look, for example, at the Rambam, how does the Rambam Paskin? Jerry.
Kekodesh
or Lav Kekodesh?
It's Lav Kekodesh, basically, except for there are certain things where it is Kekodesh. Like the Malos and the third part of Chagiga.
The first bunch of Malos.
Yeah.
The first half of the Malos. Okay, but those aren't really... Okay, so where does Rambam say this?
It's in the Avotatum of Perek Yudal.
Perek Yudal, if it was Avotatum, Halacha Tess, right? Is that right? Yeah, Perek Yud Bet toward the end. Okay, so we have these Rambams. The Rambam says, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes, Chulin Shenas al Taras Truma as Shlishi Shebehen Pasul B'Truma. Unless you have it, do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
I have it. Anybody have the Rambam? Yeah, go ahead, Alka. Go ahead. The Naga B'Kodesh.
The Naga B'Kodesh Eino Osehu Revi. Afilu Mashkar.
Meaning, there's no There's no status. It's not nitfas in the tahara, which applies exclusively to kodshim. Okay, that's the Rambam's psak. So chulin shenasa al taharas truma is ketruma, but chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh is not kekodesh. That's the psak of the Rambam, and the Rambam says, and what that means is there is no status of shlishi. The Rambam disagrees. Go ahead, Alekai. Om Rav Ram. Zayish, go ahead.
Om Rav Ram. Zayish tafas haderach hamisuchsachet.
The Sirim.
Biniach haderach hasulah, ki rov hasugya shel chulin, vehasugya shel masach hanida, stam mishna shel masach hachagiga, kulan chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh kekodesh tamim. Utavas devar yachid,
Rav Nachman, the Sirim. So the Ravid disagrees. And the Rambam repeats, the Rambam and the Ravid repeat their discussion. You're absolutely right, Jerry, namely, in the end about the Malos. That's Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tezayin. Shesh Malos Arishonos Osu Osan Bein Lekodesh Bein Lechulin Shanas Al Taharas HaKodesh Chamesh Achronos. Right, that O doesn't apply. Avalo Bechulin Shanas Al Taharas HaKodesh El Harein Bechamesh Elu Bechulin Lefika chulin shenas al taras hakodesh harishon tame hasheni pasul hashlishi tar bechulin kemosha biharn. Correct. And the Ravid again jumps in. Om Avram afani biarti sheilu devar yachidim en alachin kemoso ilu kol asugas hochos al derech shein gekodesh. So when the Rambam wants to describe whether or not chulin shenas al taras hakodesh is gekodesh or not, he is operating with the Ramban's definition, because that is the issue, as it appears in almost all of the sugyas. Indeed, if you look at the Gemara later on Lamed Dalid Omid Beis Lamed Hey Omid Aleph, which is one of the main Gemaras, but we're not going to go into it now. It's a three dapim, and it's mostly a Taros issue. But of course, the background is that the Mishnah here on Lamed Gimel Omid Aleph says Ashochit behemachayiv ofel yotzemem dam yotzemem sheirim v'necholim biadayim esavos l'fishel ahuchshiru b'dam. Dam kodshim is not machshir, and therefore there's no problem of tuma, and therefore you can eat them with yadayim esavos. Rab Shimon omer huchshiru b'shchita. This is very important, actually. We'll get to it in a second. Rab Shimon held that the shchita itself is a machshir, right, l'kabel tuma, in even in chulin. Okay, so the Gemara says here that that the Gemara here is talking about whether or not you can eat the adayim b'sovos. So you have this whole Gemara here later on about chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh and lamed gimel and lamed dalid, and then lamed dalid and beis. You have this case. The Gemara speaks about towards the bottom of lamed dalid and beis. The Gemara says, "Eser avamrulu ula harishon shibchulin tamei matamei hasheni posel v'ena matamei v'ashlishi nechol benazid hadema." So the question is, what is that nazid hadema? What is that case? So if you look at Rashi and you look at Tosas, Rashi here on Lamed Daladom Beis and Tosas Lamed Hamanav Tiver Maskel Ha'ochel Shlishi. I didn't give you this to look at because I don't want to get too involved, and I just want to speak a little about it today. So Rashi and Tosas both say, for example, that you can eat chulin shenas al taharas hakodesh. Doesn't work very well with Rashi on Ardaf, but that's what Rashi says here on Lamed. That's how Rashi reads the. Actually, 2 days in Rashi, actually consistent about it. Rashi has 2 days how to understand achila b'nazid hadema, and one is that it's referring to chulin shenas al taharas hakodesh. Tosis understands it that way. Also, ha'ochel shlishi shalchulin. Tosis even says, well, what's the point of having shlishi if you're allowed to eat it? Okay. So depending on how you read those Gemaras, you're even allowed to eat chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh that become tame, that are exposed to tuma. Point is that the Ramban is on very solid ground in terms of many of the other Gemaras, that the problem of chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh is only in terms of the hierarchy, the chalos, tuma, and bidrabanan, the ability possibly to be metameh, kodesh, other kodesh. But what Rashi says here is a chiddush. Rashi says that chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh isn't just about the hierarchy of tuma, it's about an isur letameh. But what motivated Rashi? The sugya. Because the sugya here says, you know, you might have thought that you couldn't be shochet chulin shenas al taras hakodesh if you're tameh. So if the problem of chulin shenas al taras hakodesh is only a hierarchical one, namely whether or not it has a shame tuma, it's nitfas v'tuma, and maybe it's metameh midraban and other things, so then what's the problem? Even if he's going to touch it, so it's a big deal, so it'll become tameh. Right, so that's what motivated Rashi to say that there, when we speak about chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, it isn't just a question of chalos or nitfas betuma, but really, in some level, we also begin to treat it as a chefta shel kedusha, which means the isur latame, protecting it. That's undoubtedly what motivated Rashi. For the Ramban, it's just very, the Ramban is right about the other Gemaras, and where do we find such a thing? But how do you read our Gemara? So actually, in Sefer Mitzvah B'Sajigon, in that same piece, he has like 20 pages in that piece, in Simon, in Mitzvah, Losase, what did I say it was? Ayin Ches or Ayin Tes? Which is it?
Ayin Tes. Page Ayin Tes.
Yeah, because it's, anyway, it's all, yeah, it's all, he has like four Lavin together, but I think it's Ayin Ches, but he has like Ayin Zion through Pei Base or something all together. So he starts off by, you know, he speaks about Tahara in general. It's a very interesting piece. And then he has, at one point, he starts speaking about Tchulin al Taharas HaKodesh, and he discusses this exactly. And he says, Rashi says what he says. He says, where did Rashi get that from? It doesn't seem to be the Pshat in... He says, that doesn't seem to be consistent with what we normally understand to be Tchulin al Taharas HaKodesh. See if I can find it. It's many, many pages. Yeah, there's also page Ayin Zayin and Ayin Ches, you're right. So he says, he quotes Rashi, Hey Nemes Darisi Rashi Ba'id Amrinan and Kotar Gemar, Kosavar, etc. And he says, where did he get it from? It's and the Chen Kosavar Ritva. Hare Nasfila the Rashi Ritva the Manam Bechul Shinasal Tarsa Kodesh Kodesh Dami Dinam Lianan Iser Latama Namika Kachim Imke Nira Va'adai, etc. Aval Davar Tamua Ma'od Lanias Daiti Me'ayin Me'ayin Lem Lomar Kain V'lo Matzina B'shum Duchta Chomer Bechulin This is the Ramban. Then later on in the piece, like two pages later, he says, oh, and I found the Ramban. He says, V'shuv matzasi l'Ramban. That the Ramban says, you know, Shokar Amad al-Divri Rashi bazeh. But then he himself admits, well, what's the Ramban going to do in reading the Gemara? Our Gemara sounds an awful lot like Rashi. So he basically speaks a lot. I mean, if you just read the Ramban backwards and forwards, it's hard to figure out. But it seems like it's one of two things, or maybe a merging of two things, the way they read the Gemara. Number one is, the fellow gave over the bus, the animal, the basa, he wanted it to be, chulin al taharas hakodesh. So it isn't a question of isur, it's a question of whether or not you are faithfully, you know, fulfilling his charge to you. So he gave you the animal, and he wanted you to do a shechita, and he wants this animal to be chulin al taharas hakodesh. Meaning he wants to treat it as, so even if there's no iser latame, but the point is it's nitfas in tuma, and he doesn't want it to become tame. So it isn't an iser, it's the, that's one possibility. Or the way I read the Ramban is Ramban again, I think Jerry was alluding to this. The Ramban himself, you know, he disagrees with Rashi. And then he says, "Demandamar kekodesh lav lasar tumashalen kamar, demandamar lav kodesh dami lola heter tumasan, elibedin tarasan pligi shalokadivei Rashi, elahaki perusho." Then the problem is that haki perusho sounds an awful lot like Rashi. So it could be that what he's saying is elahaki perusho. Tama bechulin maila membra pshita, halok siva behu shmira, ubavade matzi shachit, vizar shalayiga bebasar. The kivin de loksiva shmira, pshita shein choshin, vafil osin betahara, o shenasin al taras truma, uparik, bechulin shenasin al taras akodesh, vekasava kakodesh, the kivin de kakodesh, solka daitin li avid lumaila kakodshin vili boy shimur, vilisrinu shemayiga balava daitin mishum gzeira, the kodshin, kamashmon. So either you explain that, again, it's just this fellow's personal interest, or maybe the better way to explain the Ramban, and I think he alludes to it as well, is the Ramban is kind of half conceding to Rashi. What he's saying is that the Gemara itself is mistapek about that point. The Gemara is mistapek if you hold Chulin Shanasal Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh, does that only mean in terms of the hierarchy of the Din Tumah V'Tahara? Or will that carry with it also the Mala Kekodeshim V'Liboy Shimor V'Lisrinu Shema Yiga B'Lava Daite V'Shim Zeir Dekodeshim? In other words, Gufa, the Gemara itself was wondering, according to within the view, in other words, then the difference would be, according to Rashi, if you hold Chulin Shanasal Taras HaKodesh, that's basically what it means. The simple reading of Rashi here is Kekodesh Olav Kekodesh is debating that point. In Kol HaTorah, we always, in Kol HaTalmud, we find that the issue mostly almost always revolves around the hierarchy. The answer is, of course, because that's they're two sides of the same coin. If you believe that it's Kekodesh, the Cheftz is Kekodesh, and therefore it's Asur L'Tameh, so then you're going to treat it as being Nitfas, B'Tumah V'Tahara, Shlishi, or as the case may be. And if not, then basically you're saying it's Kechulin, and then nothing should work. And the Ramban is saying, no. Basically, the argument Kekodesh, Lav Kekodesh, is an argument about the hierarchy. Within the view that it's Kekodesh, there's a discussion, what does that mean? Can that just be about the hierarchy? Or does that also create its own momentum in a way, namely, since in the hierarchy we treat it this way, so there should be an Isur, another Mala B'Kodshim that comes along with it, and that is Liboish Shimor V'Lisrinu Shema Yiga B'Lav Adaite. But in Rachanami, according to the Ramban, it really is very difficult to read the Gemara. Now what's particularly interesting, I think, is now to look at the Rambam. Yeah.
Is there a possibility that we only find, or I guess we wouldn't find it anywhere, but maybe here we have like a Chiyuv Shmira, but even though there's really no Isra L'Tameh, meaning
I don't think that there can be a Chiyuv Shmira if there. Again, he says V'Lisrinu, the Ramban. I was thinking about that also a little bit, but I just don't understand it. I mean, if you could explain it to me.
Well, I mean, maybe.
I can understand there could be an Isra L'Tameh. Let me just explain what I mean. There might be an Isra L'Tameh, but there might not be a Chiyuv Shmira. But that there could be a Chiyuv Shmira, but no Isra L'Tameh, what would that be based on?
Well, it would be based on the Tchulin Shanasu, the Tara Kodesh. It's not really a din in the Chulin, it's a din in the Kodesh.
Right.
Meaning it's not.
It's like practice Shmira? So you violate, it's practice Shmira to get you, like, you know, to hone your skills as a.
That's what Rashi said.
Sorry?
Rashi says in
the No, that's true, but Rashi says as a result it's Asur L'Tameh. He doesn't just say it's a din Shmira. Maybe, I was thinking that also, maybe. I just find it very peculiar. But, you know. The language of the Ramban is really not clear.
Do we have that question in general about Chulin Shanasu Batar Kodesh, whether it's really a din in the Chulin or a din in general in Kodesh?
I think that's what we're really touching on here. That's Rashi is saying, that's basically what the Ramban is saying, is that this is Chulin Gemurim, it just has the status of being nitfas, you know, in higher levels of Tumah. And Rashi is saying, no, it really is some sort of a Kodesh. I think the issue also comes up in the Rambam. Some Mefarshim have been Medayik, I don't remember who, but I saw this a while back, and somebody just pointed out that in Perakid Beis, for example, Halacha Tazayin, Rambam says, Sheish Malas of Rishonus, also Samen the Kodesh Ben the Kulin, Shanasol Taras HaKodesh, Chamesh Achronus Shehin Min HaKli, Mitzarif Masha Betoka, Vahola, also some Kodesh Bovad. And then he says, Lefikach, since you don't have the extra ones, Al Harein Chamesh Elu Kechulin, Lefikach, Chulin Shanasu, Al Taras HaKodesh, Arishon Tamei Mayan, Vasheni Pasov, Ashlishi Tar, Bechulin Kamosha Biarnim. What's this Lefikach? What do you mean Lefikach? Again, as I always like to say, Lefikach is like a drum roll. Like, you know, you're making some sort of a leap, something that's not obvious. What is the Rambam saying Lefikach here? I mean, he's just saying the other malos don't apply because we paskin that Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh, right, is Lav Kekodesh. So what do you mean Lefikach? That's the psak, and that's the meaning of the psak. So I once heard somebody make this aharas. I thought that maybe what it means is something like along the lines of what you're saying, which is, in general, when you talk about Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh, so are we talking about only Nihugim? Right? Nihuge Kedusha, or Chulin Shanasu al Taras Truma. Nihuge Truma. Is that what we're really talking about? right? Or on some level, does the status of the chefza really come into it, that we're really treating this as kachim, right? It is chulin, but, you know, again, is it nihuge chulin, or is it really chulin treated as kachim? And it's possible that that's part of the argument between Rashi and the Ramban to begin with. Although, again, you might say, it's not inconceivable to say that according to Rashi, it's still nihugim, but it's also the nihuge shmira v'yisr l'tame, even though it remains chulin gemurim in every other respect. But it's not impossible to say that for the Ramban, you know, to the extent that it is kekodesh, where it's nitvas, b'shlishi or b'rvi, etc., that's its kodesh manifestation. It's not impossible to say that, but it certainly is attractive to say that the greater the scope of this din of kekodesh dami, right, the more it's not just nihugim and regilus and practice, but it really is some sort of a status that you're giving to the chafza, and that's why it can carry with it other things. So I thought that that's what the Rambam was saying, maybe. The Rambam was saying, we paskin lav kekodesh, and the reason is because it doesn't have those other malos. In other words, had it had the other malos, that would signify that we were treating this as kodesh, not this, that we were being machmir and chulin. And therefore the Rambam says, lefikach, since it doesn't carry with it enough of the dine kodesh, letahara, lefikach, therefore I paskin lav kekodesh. And that would also explain a little bit, you know, we'll see in a minute that it's not, if this is true, there's an irony in the Rambam, which I'll get to in a second. But this also, I mean, the Rambam says, oh, the Rambam is a shitas yachid, is paskin like a shitas yachid, you know, why isn't he going the straight path? It sounds like there's some conviction in the Rambam that just, you know, just doesn't fit to say that you don't have the other malos, and yet you're going to say kekodesh dam. So I think that your point is well taken. I just don't know whether I'd go as far as you on that other point, namely, that the regilus lishmiro, without there being a chefza to really protect, because you could be matame, you know, and without any kind of Isur Drabanan even, I don't know whether I would go that far. But on the bigger issue, I think that may be what we're talking about. And this has to do with, again, whether Chulin Shanas or Taras HaKodesh is a continuation of our previous discussion, namely that there's some inherent value in being Tahar. Is that reflected in Chulin Shanas or Taras HaKodesh? Or no, it really is just it starts off as a Regilus thing, for sure. Right? Meaning it's good, you know, it's an exercise. So is it just an exercise to hone your shmira and tara skills and keep you, you know, ready and in good shape for truma and for kachim? Or, fine, but if there wasn't some intrinsic value, it wouldn't work. In which case, it's part of the previous sugya as well. And once you say that, then, you know, I think some of these other things that come along with it, the consistency as opposed to just, you know, different nihugim, would make more sense as well. Yeah.
In the realm, there are five milos that are not like kodesh.
Right.
But yet the Rambam only chose lefikach on that one milo of shlishi.
Right. I think he thinks that that's the one that depends on the chafza. But I'll get to him in a second. I think it's more ironic than that because I didn't finish with the Rambam. Yeah.
Just maybe to rephrase what was said before, make it more palatable. Could be that if the Rambam's point isn't necessarily whether it's mutter to just walk up and be matame chulin, but
right,
the way that you phrase it, that instead of it being an isser to matame chulin, you're not over on an isser.
Right.
You had a chiyuv to be shomeret, and memela, if you were matame it, you were vata your shmira. Doesn't mean it's mutter to be matame it, but it's a bitl of the shmira. It's not an isser per se, specifically of
I think that's what Yaakov was saying.
It's not a din lechefza.
Right. I think it's what Yaakov was saying. So that's, I was explaining that as a kind of regilus. I mean, there's a chiyuv shmira, even though there isn't an isa l'tahara. That's what you want to say. That's what Yaakov said.
I also was wondering if it's possible that the Ramban learned that was a din d'oraisa also.
Well, it's not, I mean, chulin shanas al taras kodesh is a din d'oraisa.
No, I'm saying that by the kachim that was that the chiyuv shmira.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
And then you thought it was like kain d'oraisa, it was just the kain d'oraisa on the chulin shanas al taras kodesh.
Maybe. I mean, it's okay. So basically, we're mistopic. We have three then pshatim. Again, I just think you'd have to explain it in a regilus way, but
right,
which I think is what you're saying about not being deriving from the chafza. I think we're all saying the same thing. So basically, the Ramban either could be just a kind of, you know, it's a question of the charge of the specific, you know, the Baal HaBehema to the Shochet. That's one possibility. It kind of, I think that's what Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perl is mostly going with. Or he's mistopic within the Mandama Kekodesh, whether Rashi's right or not. Or is this a nihug of Shmira, as you say, as opposed to... But it is strange. I'm not so comfortable with it. But it was, yeah, Menachem.
In light of the later Ramban about
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So when the Ramban says Shimur over here in this earlier piece, it doesn't mean the Tachila. It means with the Eved. Later, uses that same logic of Shimur to mean that when you have a suffix and when you have what would normally be a suffix for Osir with the Eved.
Right.
When he says for the Sringon,
yeah,
he means that the, from the point again with the pshat that it's just a person trying to be shown out when he has a kodesh. He says the sringo meaning from the point of view of
kodesh, I mean, you just can't rely on it anymore.
Right, the meat is now for all intents and purposes usur because you entered into a situation.
But it is really usur.
Shimur.
Right, but is it usur?
Not the shrita is not usur.
Well, the meat isn't also either because there's no isur le'achol. There's no isur
le'tameh.
Again,
we're already suggesting that.
Or it's, but it is tameh. I mean, you're saying
that you would consider it tameh. So since we're anyway suggesting this is all from the point of view of the person who would want to eat it. So,
I mean, if he himself chooses not to eat it, Boro, as opposed to, but then it becomes personal again.
Right,
I hear what you're saying.
Well, the screen sounds like it's
what?
The chachila, but the screen of Shemayiga are being osir the shoche from doing it. Shemayiga.
Yeah, I'm missing the language also. Just one second.
That's
it is a very hard piece. It's second. Parik mechul shenasal tatsa kodesh v'sover kekodesh dam v'kimidik kekodesh dam v'soka daitin la'avid la'mayla kekodeshim. To me, the la'avid ba'mayla kekodeshim is the v'liboy shimur. V'lisrinu, I mean, l'sinu means the shokhe, he's right. L'sinu means the shokhe, therefore, don't allow him shema yiga b'lavadaitin mishim zeir kekodeshim. So why not? I hear what you're saying about the connections later on, but right. It shouldn't be on the shochet then, it should be on the, I think Elikai's point is correct. Okay, but I think we're left with three ways to read the Ramban, which are not bad, but there's something going on in that Ramban. Again, either his contract with the owner is what we're talking about, because he wants it to be this way, or it is, within that view, is there a kind of shmira, and maybe Yaakov and Dovi's idea that maybe it's only Shmira but no Issa, but then you have to remove it from the Chafetz. Okay, then we have the Rambam. Now the issue of the Rambam I think is very fascinating for the following reason. There are some other Rambams, and this is pointed out by some of the Achronim. They point to different Rambams. Again, in this Sefer Mitzvah of Sajigon, he also points out that the, he doesn't so much ask him his questions, he kind of mentions it to Derech Agav. Some of the Rambams just don't fit with the Rambam's Psak. For example, he mentions some, and the Mikdash David mentions others, which other people contribute as well. Number one, the Rambam's, this neither of them mentioned, but the Rambam's interpretation of the Gemara in Chulin that I mentioned before, Rashi and Tosis come to the conclusion that you're allowed to eat Chulin Shenas al Taras HaKodesh, that was, Nitma, Shlishi or whatever. The Rambam interprets that Gemara differently. If you look in the Rambam Yud Aleph, in Avos HaTuma, again without going into detail, but Ha'ochel Shlishi Shabatruma Atzma Ochulin Shenas Al Taras Truma Hariz Aser Lechal Es Truma Chiyitpal Amuta Liga. He interprets it as referring to Taroves, not to Chulin Shenas Al Taras Hakodesh. That's number one. So that Gemara doesn't prove that you're allowed to eat Chulin Shenas Al Taras Hakodesh Shenitma. But more important than that, there are some explicit Rambams. One is the one in Mishkav Moshav, Gimel Tes. I think we mentioned this last time, I'm not sure. That's the Mikdash David's main Raya. Here the Rambam says as follows. Mu'uberes shehotzi uber as yado v'chzira imo t'mei aleda. V'tumas yoledes yad v'tuma me'es leis v'pkido l'pkido l'mafreya k'moshe b'yarno v'tumas vestos Tumas Ksamim, Hakom Medivrei Sofrim, B'Tumas and B'Safek. He's talking about Tuma D'Rabbana and Tuma Misafek. Lefikach, Ein Sofren Aleim Truma, the Kadshim, Ela Tolin. Since you have Tuma Misafek, so we always say Tolin, because otherwise you're not allowed to burn, obviously, Truma and Kadshim that are Tahar. The Chain, Chulin, Shenasu, Altaris HaKodesh, Shenitmu, Be'elu, Tolin. Avalanasim al taras atruma v'chulin atvulin l'chala enem istamim b'chalelu atumo shem b'divrayim etc. So basically, what is the Rambam saying here? It sounds like the Rambam says that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh shenitmu the safek tuma. Halacha is that tolin. But if it was nitma bevadai tuma, it sounds like the Rambam would say sarfin. But the Rambam paskins chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh lav kakodesh. So why should you burn it at all? Right, that's one. The other one is Ches Tes. I think this one Ruchem Frischel Perlo points to. And back in Avos HaTumah, Ches Tes, where we read the following. Lot Adam Yadav B'mapa V'ochel B'truma B'lon B'tilas Yadayim. But if you're going to use a cloth, you don't need a tilos yadayim and truma. Vein choshen shema yiga. Aval lo yasekein bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. O taharas truma. Gzeira shema yiga. Lefish ein makbid aleim. Since you're not as careful with truma, with chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh or al taras truma. So there's a gzeira, maybe you'll touch them with your hands. So the question is, according to the Rambam, so what? And if you'll touch it with your hand, what will happen? The Rambam paskins that it doesn't become a shlishi. So if it doesn't become a shlishi, and the Rambam paskins chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, chulin shenasu al taras truma, the Rambam paskins is ketruma. But in terms of taras hakodesh, he paskins no, right? And in two places in Avos HaTumah, and also in Pirushim Shnayis and Taharos. And a Perishim Shnayis and Nida. I mean, it's a consistent psak of the Rambam, obviously. So how come the Rambam still seems concerned with Chulin Shanas al Taras HaKodesh? So the conclusion of the Miklash David and of the Avraham Ruchem Frischel Perlo is that the Rambam thinks that there is an Iser Achila and there is an Iser Latame. So in a way, if that's true, so the Rambam is the opposite of the Ramban. Right? In other words, Rashi seems to hold that Chul Shinas al Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh means two things, and possibly equally. Right? One is, our Rashi I'm talking about, one is Asar Latame, and presumably Le'achol, and the other one is that, you know, it has it's nitfas, bishlishi, bervi, and so on. The Ramban says, no, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh has nothing to do with isa latame. It's all about the hierarchy. And it seems like the Rambam holds that the debate about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kakodesh is about the hierarchy, but everybody will agree that you've made a commitment to treat it like Kodesh, le'inyan Yisra Achila, and Yisra Latame, and even Chiyuv Lisrof. It's pretty interesting. So that's a range. Having said that, it's important to raise one other question. That is the relationship between Chulin Shenasu al Taras Truma and Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh. Again, the Rambam paskins Chulin Shenasu al Taras Truma is Ketruma. However, the Mikdash David at least wants to be medayik, that there is no Iser Achila, it's only a hierarchy. That's interestingly. Even though the Rambam holds that when it comes to Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh, Lav Kekodesh, you're not allowed to eat it. Maybe you're not allowed to be metame, right? But it's not a shlishi, le'inyan latame dvarim achelim. It's just like psul, right? I've heard other people make the suggestion again. It's like the Gemara has a suffix about, we'll get to this in a second, about Chibas HaKodesh. Right. Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir. Tosis quotes this on our daf. We're going to get to it in a second. Meaning, if you have Kodshim, right, and it was never liquefied yet, since this is one of the Machshirei Tuma, right, nonetheless, Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir Letuma. But the Gemara Lamed Vav in Chulin has a suffix, and the Rambam paskins a suffix, and that is when we say Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir, and therefore Kodshim without receiving hechsher mashke can become tamei, is that only le'inyan iser achila, or is it also le'inyan the hierarchy, the numbers, you know, that it becomes tamei and it can pass on the tumah to something else? That's a suffik in the Gemara Lamed Vav in Chulin, and the Rambam the halacha paskins that, I mean, says it's a suffik. Right here too, but you know what we're talking about is two different issues. One is whether it is tamei, and it's treated as kind of kodesh tamei, which is aser bachila or aser letamei. That's one issue, and the other issue is, right, does it pass on the status of tumah in the hierarchy? That's what we're talking about. So according to Mikdash David's reading of the Rambam, not sure if it's so compelling, but basically he's arguing that the Rambam paskins about Chulin Shinas Al Taras Truma, that it's Ketruma, meaning there is a Shlishi. But he doesn't think that there's an Isra Achila. But in Kodesh, it's exactly the opposite. Again, Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo also raises this question in his piece. He says, should you be Mechalik in the Ramban and Rashi issue between Chulin Shinas Al Taras HaKodesh and Chulin Shinas Al Taras Truma? You can ask the same question, right? Is it only about the hierarchy, or is it also about Issa Latami? So he says, maybe it should be Mechalik between the two, somewhere here. I gave it a check so I could find it. L'chura Hayanira, this is on page 155, Ayin Ches. L'chura Hayanira, de belav ha-kiyesh li-yashi pir-shashi ritva, de dafke b'chulim shenas al-taris ha-kodesh, hudar minam, Truma, meaning has the hierarchy. But you can't, the hefts of truma on the chulin, that's the inyan, which is what triggers the shmira, that you don't have. That's his possibility. And then he says, maybe it's the opposite. Aval halesa. The vare pshita the yoser yesh litain din truma mamish lechulin shenas al taras truma imashi yesh litain din kodesh mamish lechulin shenas al taras hakodesh. The why the bechulin shenas al taras truma lekula amak truma dami mashen ke bechulin shenas al taras hakodesh if legutanoi, and you might say that, and the Rambam really passes that way, but of course the answer might be that the reason that it's easier to it might be the other way. Now he's bringing a raya. You know, if since it's Chulin Shenas Al Taras Truma is Ketruma and Kodesh is a Machlokes, and according to the Rambam we say it's not even Kodesh, so what that shows is that it's easier to create Midrabanan on a shame Truma Bechulin than it is to create a shame Kodesh. But you might say the opposite. You might say that the reason that it's easier to Paskin Chulin Shenas Al Taras Truma Ketruma is because the gap between, or what you want to accomplish with that is less ambitious than what you want to accomplish in the case of Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh. And on the contrary, if you already paskin Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh, it's because you believe that you can overcome, you know, that gap between Chulin and Kodesh, and you can really create a simulation of Kodesh in Chulin. And once that's true, then it's going to be a juggernaut. It's going to have everything. It's going to have an Issa Latame as well. So those are two perspectives on the relationship between Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh and Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas Truma. Okay, I think we'll leave that for now in terms of that issue. I think there is one other issue in the sugya, and that is within Rashi. So according to the Maskan of the Gemara, getting back to Jerry now, so the Gemara says, one would have thought, Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh, right, so we've just tried to explain different views on that, right, Rashi's Shito, how Rashi is a Chiddush, but it's better to read the Sugya, the Ramban, right, is very strong, but how does he read the Sugya? We've had three possibilities, fine, we just explained the Rambam Shita, we talked about the relationship to Truma. Getting back to the Gemara now, the Gemara said, Kamash Malan, you can do it. So Kamash Malan, you can do it, and the Rashi turns his back on mean, for the Ramban, one of the ways we're reading it is, yeah, and that turns its back. Even though Chul Shnas Waltaras HaKodesh is Kekodesh, nonetheless, since there's no Isa Latame, there's no problem to do it. That's one way we read it according to the Ramban. But according to Rashi, it doesn't seem like that's negotiable in Rashi. It sounds like the definition of Kekodesh Dami Lekula Alma is that it's Asa Latame. So why are you allowed to do it? So here, well, I think one could say one of two things, and maybe it depends on the girsa. You have the, go ahead, read it, Jerry, if you don't mind. There's Rashi, and then there's like a little addition in the Shita Mekubetzes. What? Yeah, I mean both. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. No, not Lushmashin. Sorry. Or maybe it is. One second. Yeah, correct. Go ahead. Mutashin the Chatkila Yishcha. So what's the girsa of, what am I looking for here? One second. And look at Shittim Kabetzes Oz Dalin. Kivin and Muzam and Atorah Lashamron Shalo Yitamru. So what the Shittim Kabetzes adds to our girsa is the word Lashamron. So I'd like to suggest the following. That's Rashi seems to be Mechalek. Rashi is trying to explain the chilek between Mukdashim and Chulin Shanas Waltaras HaKodesh. Right? So if you just read our printed Rashi, it sounds like the chiluk might just be Drabanan Daraisa. Right? One is Daraisa, the other is Drabanan. That accounts for the difference. I think in light of the Shita Mekubetzes, maybe I'm making too much of it, but either way, I think these are two ways to understand it. According to the Shita Mekubetzes, the difference isn't just between Drabanan and Daraisa. The question is whether this Drabanan has any notion of Shmira. Now, it's one thing to say that Chul Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh is also Latama. But does that mean that there's a Chi of Shmira? I guess this would be the opposite of what Yaakov and Dovi were suggesting before, right, for the Ramban. That maybe there's the Havamina, but that was in the Havamina. Maybe there's a Chi of Shmira, even though there's no Isa Latama. Okay, what I'm saying is, Lemaskana is the point that Chul Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh is fully like Mukdashim, according to Rashi. The only thing is, you can take more chances because even if there's a din of Shmira, but it's only Drabanan. Or is the point not so much the difference between Daraisa and Drabanan, but this Drabanan also doesn't have any din of Shmira? It has an Isa Latame, but it doesn't have a din of Shmira, even the Drabanan. Yeah.
Didn't Rashi say that the din Shmira,
right,
when the Chazal Shmira, he thought that means the Isa Latame. There's
only Zera Shmira Milatame.
To extend it that you have to not be Matami, be a diamond, to be careful about it.
Right.
So I'm saying, why?
And what's wrong with that? That's what Shmira always is.
No, so I'm saying over here, it sounds like we're saying that.
So are we saying that that's true also on a Drabanan level, but the level, since it's only Drabanan Shmira, therefore we trust this guy?
So if there's nothing Shmira, then what does it mean to be Isa Latame? Rashi says,
no.
Kind of
there's an Isa Latame, but that doesn't mean you have to take steps.
It's not the same
Isolatame
of Kachim?
The Isolatame is the same, but in Kachim, in real Kachim, you have something that you don't have at all in the Drabana, in Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh. And that is Shmira. And right. Since you don't have Shmira, therefore, you can, as long as you're not Matame, you can do things. You can do things that put the Basar at risk, as long as you're not Matame. Whereas Minatorah, when you have Kachim, you're not allowed to take risks.
I actually seem to think that was Drabana.
I'm sorry?
No,
I don't think. Why is that the Rabbanan?
Okay,
I mean, but basically he's talking about Shmira. I think that's a Dindaraisa.
It says it's
kikon second. Mukdashim lechatchila yishkod afilu b'sakan aruka kimin the muzar minat Torah shelo yitame. Again, according to the Girsa, the Shita Mekubet says it's not kimin the muzar minat Torah shelo yitame. It is afilu b'sak kimin the muzar minat Torah leshamran shelo yitamo. Right? Can you see that's the idea? Come here. Can you see? Ani yinei nesante lechemes mishmeres trumosai alma beinon shmira. And since beinon shmira, therefore the Rabbanan said that, you know, you can't even do this lechatchila. The Gozer Rabbanan is the application, but it's based on the Chiyuv Shmira Minat Torah.
Does he change that change of the Shita?
The difference between the Shita Mekubetz and the printed Rashi is only, is he emphasizing the Issa L'Tame Minat Torah?
On the rice level.
Right. Or is he emphasizing the din of Shmira Minat Torah? Okay, either way. In Mukdashim or in Psula, or in Mukdashim or in Taras HaKodesh?
No,
yeah.
It sounds that way.
Okay, now let's go on to another point, just very, very quickly. Tosus asked the question about Chidas HaKodesh. Jerry, go ahead, if you just wait another couple of minutes.
Tosus,
Ubi Mukdashim, Layishkot. No, I'm sorry, not that one. We want to save that for Shema Yiga Babasar.
Shema Yiga Babasar. Afagav the Dam Kachem Inu Machir, Chiva the Kurdish Machir, O Sheheviroth and Nahar, the Adain Mashka Fahakhala.
This is a serious problem. Why do we even have a problem with Shema Yiga Babasar? Number one, the animal is alive. That's the previous Tosis, which we're going to get back to. Mifar Cheses. What's the status of Mifar Cheses? Is it Chai or Mace? We'll speak about that. Number two, there was no Hekshar L'Tuma. If there's no Hekshar L'Tuma, where do you get the Tuma from? Right? So there's no problem at all. So Tosla gives two answers. Right, Jerry? One is
that it's given a Kodesh and it doesn't require Hekshar, normal Hekshar, and the fact that Kodesh is okay.
Right. Gives a Kodesh and special din, or?
And the other one is that he actually was Machshir, that he somehow, he wedded.
Yeah, and it's still wet when it's after, you know, after the Shkita. Okay. So this is very interesting. The truth is the answer of you know, the animal was wet and it's still wet after the Shkita is a very dochek answer. Right? I mean, it's hard to say that that's what the Gemara is talking about. I'm making this comment, but it's not my comment only. It's the Nota Behuda's comment. Nota Behuda says, Siman Dalet, some of the Achronim quoted, they say, well, you know, that's not the most obvious answer. The Chibas HaKodesh answer would seem to be the better answer. What's the downside of the Chibas HaKodesh answer? I mean, the Gemara says later on, Alam and Vav, that there is a concept of Chibas HaKodesh Machshir. So what's the problem? This should certainly work. What's the problem with that? Jason? Yeah, there's a machlokas where the Chibas HaKodesh is only Drabanan or Daraisa. Machogsin who and who, by the way? The Rambam and the Raavad. Who holds what? Yeah, the Rambam seems to say in a bunch of places that Chibas HaKodesh is Drabanan. The Rambam Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin is one. The Raavad disagrees. Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. Second. Somebody has it before me. You can. Paras kachim shavir b'nahar v'shachta adayin mashke tofeach aleha. Actually, has that case. Harezim muksheres, like the first day of Tosis. Lefikach eninsas v'machet b'besari abasat tamei. Chenim aysa para asuma b'chutz Yerushalayim av b'shen amachet yadua basat tamei deshen aga b'kelem, etc. Ninsas amachet, and so on. Amedvam Amurim Lios Basa Tame Bidin Torah. Abalis Tame Midivrayim. Ena Kodesh Tsara Hekshar Lachibas a Kodesh Macheris Abasar. Vim Nagabat Tame Ben Kala Ben Kamur Nifsal Afabish Lahukshir Mashik Kamosha Biarn. And the Rabbi disagrees. Amr Avram Alam Masechet Chulin Lamdu Lachibas a Kodesh Macherosam in a Torah. Elishahu Safek Imonim Borishon Visheni Olo. It's only a question whether or not the hierarchy applies to Chibas a Kodesh. But that it's Tameh in a Torah, that seems clear from the Gemara. But the Rambam disagrees. Okay, this is the issue. So the problem is as follows. So what the Nota Behuda's Kiddush was this. Nota Behuda was bothered by a simple question. He says, if you look in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, the Gemara here says that Mukdashim work b'di'evet. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. But at the end, they'll work. Why will they work? Because the guy says, bari. Right? And then, if it's omid al-gabav, even if he's not around to say bari, that'll work as well. But when the Rambam quotes this halacha, nechus p'sulei ha-mikdashim, he omits the requirement of barili. He just says that if, you know, that he gets, you know, the sugya there in Zvachim, Amid Aleph Amid Beis, and the Gemara says that, you know, Tamei shouldn't do it lechatchila. But b'diavad, you know, for Tamei, even if the Sakan Aruka, Shechts, the Mukdashim, that's the sugya there in Amid Aleph Amid Beis, Amid Beis Amid Aleph already, if he Shechts the Mukdashim, it's b'diavad, it's kasha. But the Gemara here says that's only true, v'hu d'amar barali. Shalonagati. So what happened to the barley shalonagati? That's another Yehuda's question. This is in Simin Dalet. But the Achronim all quote this. The Ardeas Madura Kama Simin Dalet. So the Nodib Yehuda asks this question. So his answer is simple. He says, look, the whole problem of Tamei b'mukdashim, right, is an issue, as Tosas asks, is where's the Hechsher Latoma? So Tosafot gives two answers. The first answer, it's hard to say that the Mishnah in Chulin or in Zvachim is talking about that case, even though the Rambam himself brings that case also, namely where there was a, you know, it's Tofeach still, it's still, you know, damp enough from the original Heksher from what is alive after the Shechita. So it's hard to say that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So it must be that the answer is based on the rule of Chibas HaKodesh. He said, that's fine according to the Ravid and most Rishonim hold Chibas HaKodesh as a Din D'Oraisa. But if Chibas HaKodesh according to the Rambam is only a Din D'Rabbanan, so then why is it any worse than the Mandamar who holds Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh? Right? The Zohar Gemara said what? The Havamina, which said you can do L'chatchila, is Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh. The maskana, the second line of the Gemara, which says Shechitas and Ksheiro, which is b'di'eved, is mukdashim. That's our Gemara saying, right? So if one is doraisa and the other is drabbanan, that's all very sensible. But according to the Rambam, assuming that we're talking about Chibas HaKodesh, right? So then they're both drabbanan. So how come in one drabbanan, right, we're more liberal than the other drabbanan? So the Nodib Yehuda says, that's why the Rambam dropped the requirement of barley. Very interesting idea. He doesn't need barley because only in the Gemara they need barley because the Gemara thought this Gemara is according to the Mandamar, either in that case or it's according to the Mandamar Chibas HaKodesh. According to the Rambam, what's the difference between the Drabanan of Chibas HaKodesh and the Drabanan of Chulin Shanas or Taras HaKodesh? Either way, the Chashash Tuma is only Drabanan. That's the Nodib Yehuda. So some of the other Achronim didn't like this Nodib Yehuda, but for various different reasons. Some of them said that there's a difference between the Drabanans here. Now, in the case of Chulin Shanas al Taras HaKodesh, you're talking about Chulin. Right? And what's the worst can happen? That you kind of abuse this, you know, this status. So it becomes Tameh, assuming according to Rashi that there's an Isa L'Tameh. But if we're talking about Chibas HaKodesh and real Kodshim, so let's say it's only Drabanan, but the fact is that this Drabanan is going to cause you to burn the Kodshim. It's going to turn the Kodshim from its destiny. Right? Which is Lehikarev. I mean, it's not just a question of being Machmir. The Chumrah here, Drabanan is a tremendous Chilul Kedushas HaKorban. In other words, Chivas HaKodesh Drabanan, and it's Tamei, then what do you do with it? You Mevi'ol L'Beis HaPsul. And you can't be Makriv on the Mizbeach. So even though the Chashash Tuma is only Drabanan, but the Chashash in ruining, that's the argument of Rav Chaim Ozer, the Achiezer. Again, they just quote the Nodib Yehuda and the... This Nodib Yehuda is quoted, and they say, I ain't Bach Jesus. I just looked up. That's what he argues. So I think that's an interesting issue and an interesting argument. But I wanted to suggest something a little different. And that is another way to distinguish between the problem of Chibas HaKodesh and the problem of Chun Shinas Altaras HaKodesh. And that's exactly what we just discussed. And that is, even if you take the view that the Tumah of Chivas HaKodesh is only, or the results of Chivas HaKodesh is only Drabbanan, but the fact is that when you have regular Chetz HaShel Kodshim, there's still a din of Shmira in the Torah. And it's possible that what the Gemara is really saying is that even if you hold Chulin Shinas al Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh, right, but there's no Shmir at all, at best there would be Shmir and Drabanan. So even if the Tumah is Drabanan, you could add to it the point of the Achiezer. I don't know if you necessarily have to. He's saying, well, just because the Tumah is Drabanan doesn't mean the impact isn't going to be to ruin the Daraisa here, which it can't in Chulin Shinas al Taras HaKodesh, but it can in Chibas HaKodesh in regular Kodshim. What I'm saying is something else slightly different. I'm not sure whether I need to overlap it or not. And that is, either way, there's a din of Shmira to protect the Chetz HaShel Kodshim. And that may not apply. That's exactly what the Drabanan of Taras HaKodesh doesn't have. It has Shmira, but it has Shmira Drabanan. Maybe it doesn't have Shmira at all. For that, you really require a Chetz HaShel Kedusha. And especially according to the views that Chulin Shinas al Taras HaKodesh is Regilus and it's Nihugim, but it's not really a din of the Chetz. Even if it is a din of the Chetz, I could say, fine, as far as what you do to it, but not going so far as the din of Mishmartem, you know, Shmira. So if that's the case, I think one can argue that whether the threat to the Kodshim is Drabanan or Daraisa, and adding the Achiezer, especially since this threat ends up affecting it either way, but even if we drop that, even the threat to Rabbanan, part of the din of Shmira, of protecting Kodshim, is to make sure that nothing untoward happens to it. And that's why Asur Lechatchila, to give the guy who's Tameh, even Besakan Aruka, the koach to do Shchita B'Mukdashim. That's a suggestion. Derech Agav, just one other point on Chibas HaKodesh very quickly, since that's Bali Adenu. So then you would need the Bar Eli, I think. Well, I don't know. I was really relating to, let me tell you two things. I mean, I think it could explain why still why we need the Bar Eli, because we want to know whether or not we, you know, we have the right to assume everything is Kedas or Kedin. And the Shmira, I'll get to that. That's, I think, Menachem's, I don't know if Menachem's still there, is point in a second about the idea of Shmira, which I'll get to soon. So I think it might help you for the need for Bar Eli. Now, there's a question you could ask anybody who holds Kibbutz HaKodesh and Rabbanan. But as it happens, I think I wasn't really trying to explain the Bar Eli question so much as I was the other part of the Nota Bene's question, which is, what's the difference between these two cases? He's trying to explain there isn't any difference, and therefore you don't need Bar Eli. What I was suggesting is that aside from Bar Eli, there's still a difference between the Chatchila and B'diavet. That's what I'm trying to explain. And here I'm suggesting that maybe the idea of Shmira is the difference between them. Chivas HaKodesh, even though it's a Dindra, even though the Tumah is Drabanan, but there's a Chi of Shmira on the Kodshim in the Torah, and maybe in Chulin Shinas al Taras HaKodesh, there is no such idea. Okay. And Chivas HaKodesh, just very, very quickly, I just want to say one other thing, and that is, the question is, how does this idea of Chivas HaKodesh work? It's a very strange idea. How strange is it? First of all, Matzinu, something similar in the Mishnah Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, as I mentioned before, Shita Rav Shimon, which is that Shchita, even Shchita Schulin, Rav Shimon Omer, Huchshu B'Shchita. Right, that Shchita is Makshir. But sometimes we find that you can get away, he felt that was a Din D'Oraisa, so we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon taught that Shchita is Makshir. How could Shchita be Makshir? I mean, how could that be a substitute for Mashke, which is Machshir Lekabel Tumah? Yeah.
This is almost like Gemara Malacha on something that's like, you know, the more that you can stress that it's like Kachim and that we're creating it, so this is like the Gemara Malacha on it.
Excellent. So that, actually, the Gemara says that. I mean, you're really on the target. The Gemara on Kuf Yud, Gemara on Chulin, compares Chibas HaKodesh, compares the requirement of Hechshir Mashke for in Tumah, second, if I can find the line, compares it to a kli. So, Malahanach shekei metamin shelo behechsher toma bezroim shei metamin el behechsher. The Gemara says, "Amrav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, peros shelo hukshiru ketanur shelo nigmar amelachto dami." Right? Meaning, the condition for Kabbalah's Tumah is always Gemar Malacha. The Chafetz has to be complete. It could be that that's defined differently in Tumah V'Tahara sometimes than it is elsewhere. But the Gemara is saying that the requirement of Hechsher for Kabbalah's Tumah is comparable to Gemar Malacha, which basically means that Hechsher is not just a separate Mechayiv of Tumah V'Tahara. Right? It's a din in completing the shame ochel, basically. It's a din of the shame ochel. So the question is, if this is the case, how does chibas hakodesh work? So the Gemara in Zvachim, on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, learns it out from Exeris Akasa. Turns out that the basic limud is Eitzim, and Ketores, and Lavona. Right, these things are not ochlim at all. How are they makabel tuma? They're not kalim. They're not ochlim. Right, they're not roi lachila. So the Gemara has a limud, and the Gemara says chibasan, chibas hakodesh is machshir. So the question is, how big a rule breaker is that? Is the idea of chibas hakodesh that kadshim have such a status that they don't really require a shame ochel or a shame like ochel? Or is the Gemara's idea, and it sounds a little bit like this, that since these things are karev al gabi mizbeach, so they're ochle hamizbeach. We often speak about the mizbeach as in terms of achilas hamizbeach. So since the whole point of hechsher to begin with is to complete the shame ochel, so in Yom Kodshim there's a whole different standard. So this is related to the following other issue, like the very famous tzlach. The Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Mitzvah Kuf Samach. Anybody who talks about Chibas HaKodesh always talks about this tzlach. What? Not a Yehuda. So the tzlach, of course, is not a Yehuda. So the tzlach had in Psachim in the Sugya of Rabbeinu Sanakana Kohanim discusses the question of, normally we say that a kli, this is related to our Chevra Chalal issue, hopefully on Monday, on Tuesday, but first let's finish up the one or two points in Tosis. Normally a kli cannot be makabel tuma other than from an av malacha, right? An av is Mitame Adam Vekeli, and the only thing that can be a sheni is Ochlim Mashkim. So the Tzlach wanted to know, would that be true for a Klishares as well? After all, the whole definition of hierarchy in Tumah V'Tahara and in Kodshim is different, Chivas HaKodesh. Why should, just because something has a form of a Kli, let's say, why should it be different than Eitzim? We see that Kedushas HaGuf is susceptible to Tumah in its own right. So why not say that even Kalim, like Klishares, Kalim Shel Kodshim, are Makabel Tumah outside of the normal hierarchy? That's the discussion of the Noda Behuda. So I think his son suggested that the special din of Chibas HaKodesh is limited to Dvarim Sheniktarim Al-Gabim Mizbeach, and it doesn't apply just to anything that has Kedushas HaGuf. Reb Chaim says something similar in Hilchos Psula and Mekdashim, Parak Yud Ches, that Chibas HaKodesh is only going to apply to Karbanos. That's a little bit different, I mean. Not to Kedushas HaGuf, but to Karbanos. I think Tzlach's son was saying that Nodabudah's son was saying anything that is Karev Al HaMizbeach. There could be things that are not, for example, Eitzim. That's a big question. Eitzim are Karev Al HaMizbeach, but they're nechal by the mizbeach, but they're not a korban. Point is that when do we apply chibas hakodesh and when not? That's an interesting question. Question is it a special din in kedushas haguf and all kodshim just that the dinei tumah v'tahara and kabbalah's tumah v'tahara are all different, or really it's an attempt to create, I guess, the shem ochel, or just to define it in a broader way, but either way it would exclude things like klishas. Yeah, Daniel first.
Just like a very alternative, I don't know if the others will substantiate this approach, but could you say something like it's really just a din of hashivus, meaning that by Shar Ochlin and not by Kachim, Gemar Malachdan isn't something that has to do with...
You mean trying to explain the Gemara in Chulin?
Well,
Gemara Malacha definitely has to do with the definition.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
that isn't chashivas. I mean, Gemara Malacha and a Tanur Shul Nigmar Malachto, it doesn't have a Shem Kli yet.
Right. But in other words, what's the effect of Gemara Malacha in the Talmud and Taurus? You could say that, right? I don't know if this is some kind of like psychological umdina, but once it has a Gemara Malacha, it's something that, right, that you care about even more. It's something that's ready for use in whatever tchum of halacha that we're dealing with, and therefore it's mekadel tumah.
Right.
Chibas hakodesh is the same thing. It's just memela.
No, it definitely has to do with stature. The only question is, the question of what the Nota Pehuta was saying was it has to do with stature. So,
but not necessarily ochel stature. Is what I'm saying.
He thought he was asking that it should apply to klisharis. That's pretty much what he was saying. Just like chibas hakodesh is working, so too a klisharis should be makabel tuma, even, I think that was his idea. The question is that so, or is this just exeris a cost of extending the idea of ochlim and kalim, betoras ochlim the kalim, not just betoras davar chashuv or davar shal kedusha? Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is what they meant, but aren't the questions of what people the question applies to and what function is two separate questions? In other words, even if it only applies to things which are right on the mizbeach, or things that we consider ochlim,
that's possible. Yeah.
Can we say, take the analogy a little bit further, that we know that machshava accounts for the ma'aser for gemar malacha, and we know that also that
machshava meaning that you decide you're going to use the object the way it is.
Right. And machshava also works for. Being Yodir Lugavoa and being Makish Lugavoa, so that. Oh.
I think those are two different things, though.
Okay.
I mean, what you mean? I mean, Arsal Lavoa, Kumarsal Hedge, what do you mean?
Yeah. And then,
yeah, I don't think. I think that's just, that's based on a totally different idea. Like we were talking about, that Shamar Samalo, those kind of things, but I think that has to do with the role of Makshava and Tahara.
Well, I mean, it would make the Gemar Malacha that much easier once you wanted to. And as it is, Gemar Malacha through Makshava is that much easier, so if you combine the two, it would be a very.
No, I understand what you're saying. I just think that they're different. I think they're different. Intuitively, I think they're different ideas. Yeah.
In terms of Al Gemara here, when we say, when Tosa says to the subconscious being Makshur, for
the Gabbai Shechita, when is it effectively being matched?
Is it the time he's
matched
the animal? Is it the time when he
shechts?
That's when.
Well, once you do the Shechita, so then the animal. Actually, Ravel asked this question in the Kedusha Griz, also in Zvachim, but earlier, like around Tezvach, Tezayin. So he discusses the problem of why don't you say a Baal Chai is also Makabel Tumah based on Chivas HaKodesh. But once you're rewriting all the dinim, it doesn't have to be a real ochel, right? You're applying it to Lavona and Eitzim and Ketor. So what about Balchai? I think it's similar to what you're asking. But then he answers and he says, no, it can only be after Shechita. It can only be, again, something that, that has, is at least, Karev Alam Izbeach or something of that sort. But in Achanami, he asked the question. That's how far do you go with this idea of Kibas HaKodesh? If you think Kibas HaKodesh means that Ochel and just in Kadshim anything goes, anything is Makabel Tuma, then you could ask these questions. But it seems like, you have to figure out why the questions are wrong. Not, I don't think anybody really holds a hot. Well, Nota Pehuta said, when Nota Pehuta said this, he said, I'm about to tell you, an amazing thing, and no one ever said it before, and then he announces, this idea. He says it in the Tzlach, he doesn't say it in the Nota Yehuda. I don't think we're Paskin that way, but he's throwing out as an idea. But the challenge is more to figure out, what's wrong you know, with these. But the questions reflect how Chibas HaKodesh is like a totally different perspective on Kabbalah's tomb. The answer is not so different, or maybe not different at all. I think those are the... So Baal Chai is an issue, Klisharis is an issue, etc. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll finish up on tomorrow 1:45 for the Hashkafa. Tuesday, I really want to finish quickly. Just this, we have to... I didn't get a chance to speak about Menachem's part of the sermon. It's very, very important to speak about two things. Very quickly, we'll speak about the rest of Tosis about Knisa's Tamei LeMikdash, very quickly. Just look for that at the parallel Tosis and Zvachim Lamed Aleph from the base. Just for the third answer of Mordecai about Gagin and Alios, but that'll take just a couple of minutes. But what we really need to speak about is the bottom Tosis still, which is also the Ramban, about Safek Tumah Brishus HaRabin Tahar and Ramban's idea of Shmira, which is a breakthrough idea. We have to speak about that, and then we move on to really be prepared so we can move quickly. Care of Kechalol, and then starting Shechita. Shechita's, you know, the